And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is simple. Embrace yourself. Embrace yourself as you travel through life. Give yourself compassion. Be tender with yourself. Be understanding, be generous, be kind. The human ego mind is relentless in its cruelty with messages to you, voices in your head that say, you are not enough, you didn't do that well, you don't have what it takes to have the life you want. The universe is not supporting you. You are alone. You are not loved. You are quite familiar with all of these voices and messages. Some of them are subtle. Some of them are like a hammer on you. All of them are to keep you under the wheel of the human ego mind. This mind is fear-based at its core, survival-based at its core. So you may have compassion for it when you realize that it is simply trying to keep you alive. But dear ones, you are not here just to stay alive. You are here in your human life to manifest God, experience God in your life. God is love. God is truth and life and joy and goodness, spirit. All of these things you are intended to have. You come with them, but conditioning from parents, from schools, communities, employers, tamp you down, cause you to not trust in God. Embrace yourself is about giving yourself the kind of hug that you would give to a dear friend who needs it. It is full of love. It is heartfelt, and it is unconditional. This is what we are speaking of when we say, embrace yourself. We understand that this may feel like a challenge when you feel that you have stumbled or taken a wrong turn or done harm and damage to life in some way. So, with everything in life where you have the recognition of something that might not have been your best, you will stop, pause, and reflect on what you have learned, how you will do it differently next time, and if it is important to apologize also to life itself, to another, to yourself. Always, when you are apologizing, always include yourself. And then, with a robust and also tender hug of yourself, you to you, you say, okay, good, We have learned this. We will do it differently next time. And then you go forward. The beating up of yourself in these instances does not progress you or your life or God on earth in any way. It does not mean that you simply neglect to reflect on these circumstances, but your life here, your human life, is about learning and growing and doing things in ways that you may not have done before. So into the unknown is what we are speaking of. So in the unknown, as you are taking your steps, also embrace yourself. Hold your own hands. And if you will, moving forward, as you are holding your own hand, holding the hand of God and your spirit, and stepping into something that may be unknown, but trusting that God and your spirit, to them, all is known, past, present, probable future, all is known. You are not ever led into a situation as you listen to guidance from God that will harm you, that will displace you, that will harm others in any way. And then there you are in this new territory, this unknown space, with openness, with a childlike trust in God and your spirit, and an embrace that you give yourself, a hug whenever you need it as you take your steps. We speak of this. Embrace yourself now, because so many of you are hard on yourselves. You are striving to achieve, to be the brightest light, to be all that you are. Yes, and this is a most excellent thing to hold in your heart, always, to be the God self that you are, your divine nature, your divine qualities that are unique to you, only you. As you recognize the beauty of you in every situation, you will have the ability to embrace yourself. And sometimes you will even, as you are holding yourself, and this is a mental image, but it is an emotional, heartfelt experience as well. You may chuckle to yourself, as you would when your child is fearful or needs a hug, and you know that their concern or their anxiety or worry or tears are precious and sweet, but are not needed. So this is the same idea here. You to you. And be genuine in this. As you practice this, you indeed will hear the voices of the ego mind, this narrow, limited, fearful mind, coming in with its arrows and its darts and its impulses, that you are not divine, that you do not have what it takes and all of the voices, which we know you know and have experienced in spades. So here we are with this request for you to practice this week. Embrace yourself in every situation that comes up that is disturbing or causing you to be outside of yourself and not your true nature, which you do know. You do experience your true nature. When these situations come up, pause. Hug yourself with a warm embrace. And then go forward with a learning, a lesson, an inspiration, a truth. And you are better and better and better, and more your divine nature and your true self every day. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.